with SRN News. I'm John Scott. Donald Trump Jr. says the response to his father's unconventional cabinet choices shows he's on the right course.
I think a lot of them are going to face pushback for the same reasons. Again, they are going to be actual disruptors. That's what the American people want, but Washington, D.C. doesn't want that.
Donald Trump Jr. on Fox News Sunday Morning Futures. After Donald Trump was first elected in 2016, he stocked his early administration with choices from traditional Republican and business circles. Today, Mr. Trump is valuing personal allegiance over political experience. Also at SRNnews.com, President-elect Trump has selected Brendan Carr to be the chairman of the Federal Communications Commission. Details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
In a statement, Trump praised Carr as, quote, a warrior for free speech and someone who has, quote, fought against the regulatory lawfare that has stifled Americans' freedoms and held back our economy. He expressed that in this position, Carr will end the regulatory onslaught that has been crippling America's jobs creators and innovators and ensure that the FCC delivers for rural America. Carr is currently the top Republican in the FCC. He is one of five commissioners leading the agency, all of whom are appointed by a president and then confirmed in the Senate. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
The Kremlin warns that Washington's decision to let Ukraine strike targets inside Russia with U.S.-supplied longer-range missiles would stoke the war and escalate international tensions. The policy shift adds uncertainty as the war on Tuesday marks 1,000 days since Russia's full-scale invasion in 2022. Police in a Massachusetts city say a man was arrested on suspicion of intentionally setting brush fires during a time of dry conditions that have led to blazes throughout the Northeast. The 72-year-old man's name has not been released. This is SRN News. Do you trust scientists?
A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that while most Americans think people who work in the sciences will act in the public's best interest, trust is a lot lower than it was before the pandemic and the spread of transgenderism. 76% of the general public trusts scientists versus 23% that do not. Religious leaders are less trusting of the scientific community. 55% do, 45% don't. Democrats trust more than Republicans. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal appeals court ruling that an Indiana law banning sex exchange operations on children can remain in effect. A decision by the 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals found the law's restrictions are within the purview of the Indiana General Assembly and do not infringe on the constitutional right of transgender children, their parents, or medical providers. A growing number of states are passing laws that prevent anyone under the age of 18 from undergoing a sex change operation. This is SRN News. U.S. officials proposing increasing logging on federal lands across the Pacific Northwest under changes to a sweeping forest management plan that's been in place for three decades. The proposal would overhaul the Northwest Forest Plan that governs about 36,000 square miles of U.S. Forest Service land in Oregon, Washington, and California. And then there were six, a half dozen monkeys still on the loose after dozens escaped earlier this month from a South Carolina compound.
Two more of the critters were recaptured over the weekend outside the company's facility. 43 monkeys made a break for it about 2 weeks ago after an employee at what the locals call the monkey farm didn't fully lock their enclosure. The Alpha Genesis compound they escaped from breeds the monkeys to sell to medical facilities and other research. A spokesman says all of the recaptured monkeys have been examined and are in excellent health. Rich Thomason reporting.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.